and welcome to Geek History Lesson. I am Jason Inman.
And I'm Jeremy Skinner.
Whoa.
I snuck in. Hi.
Jeremy, former GHL guest, and also Jason and Jeremy John about Justice League guest.
Guest.
Your host. You're a host of that. My apologies. What are you doing in Geek History Lesson? Where's Ashley Victoria Robinson?
You never took back your key to the teacher's lounge. Oh. Still have access.
You've got it.
Well, I've been doing my laundry here, too.
What? Oh, my God. You've been leaving Tex alone, though, right? You've been leaving Tex Willerman alone?
Tex Willerman needs to leave me alone.
That's fair. That's very fair. Well, you know, Jeremy, while you're here, we should just do a podcast, right?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, listeners, this is a fun little bonus episode we thought about doing because we got a piece of listener mail to our other podcast that I co-host with the awesome Jeremy Skinner here, which, of course, is Jason and Jeremy John about Justice League, where we review every episode of Justice League, the animated series. And you can find that over at patreon.com/John1. You get two episodes a month. Well, for that podcast, Jeremy, we get mail, don't we?
We do. We get mail at jasonandjeremypod@gmail.com.
That's right.
Feel free to send us mail.
Yeah. And sometimes we read them.
Sometimes. Most of the time.
Sometimes. And, you know, we got this really, really amazing letter that I thought was such an interesting discussion that I thought it actually kind of became a history lesson. It's sort of, Jeremy, by no means am I saying that our podcast is lower than Geek History Lesson, but I'm just saying that I thought the discussion was so interesting that we needed to use it at the Mind University for education.
For sure.
And brainwashing, you know, whatever. Okay, so here is the letter. Hi, Jeremy and Jason. This is from Russ Walker. He said, thank you for answering my question on the last episode. He's talking about the Jason and Jeremy Justin, including the bonus episode. He's talking about the, you know.
Yeah.
I was walking the dog the other day. Oh, good for you. Good for walking. And listening to the GHL episode about the Superman chronology. That was with the amazing Cameron Cuff. And I realized I had a question about Superman that I hadn't considered before. I thought you all might have some insight or opinions on it. Well, we definitely have that. The actual episode that it relates to is far in the future. I think it's in Justice League Unlimited. But just as Superman fans in general, do you agree with the idea that the life on Krypton shown to Clark Kent by the Black Mercy in the Man Who Has Everything story is actually his preferred/perfect life? So much of Superman often seems to be about embracing humanity and his love of his family. And here it struck me as odd that his perfect dream world would be a society he has never known. Anyways, I know you all are busy. I hope your week is going well and that all of your products are headed in a positive direction. Thanks again for the fantastic podcast. Cheers, Russ Walker. Russ, thank you so much for that letter. And that's part one of the reasons why we loved also recording the Jason and Jeremy John about Justice League podcast is because of awesome letters. But Jeremy, this is a fascinating discussion. This happens all over the Superman mythos that he gets clonked on the head, punched by Mongol, falls down the stairs, you know, the kryptonite stairs, and then he has a dream of him living a life on planet Krypton with a little Jor and a little Lara. And why are his dreams so cryptocentric? I would love to hear your thoughts on this.
I really loved this question too. And I went ahead and sent my thoughts to Russ in an email. So, Russ, for you, you already know all of this, but, I think it's very, very telling that the version of Krypton in his fantasy, and I'm specifically speaking about the episode for The Man Who Has Everything.
The Justice League Unlimited episode.
Yes.
Yes. And the Alan Moore story.
Very, very similar to Krypton. Like, he has a farm on Krypton. You know what I mean? Like, he's growing wheat on this version of Krypton.
Do you think Krypton doesn't have wheat?
I think that Superman doesn't really have any idea what Krypton is like. Like, he's seen Holo videos or whatever in the fortress, but he doesn't really know. It's an empty hole in his life for him. It represents unfulfilled potential, all the things that he could have had. So whenever he imagines, you know, a fantasy reality, he of course is going to long for this thing that he's never had, that's always been denied from him, you know, that could have been so amazing for all he knows. But since he doesn't,
Jeremy,
what just happened?
Jeremy, I have to stop you there. Is your thesis that you're saying that every other time we've seen Krypton in any Superman story, it is complete crap because that is just Superman's weird memories of it. Not the actual times we go to Krypton, but every time we see a Superman.
Not necessarily every time, but what I think is going on here basically is, since, you know, in his perfect life, he wouldn't have lost this massive thing. It serves as a background for his fantasy. But what does he populate his fantasy with? Earth things. Who does his wife look like? Lana Lang. What does he do? He grows wheat. You know, like he has the Kansas farm.
Kryptonian wheat.
He has the Kansas farm on Krypton. It's like Jurassic Park, right? He's using frog DNA to fill in the gaps of what he doesn't know about Krypton. That's what he's doing. He's taking Earth stuff that he loves and truly makes him happy, and he's plugging that into this Krypton fantasy, which, you know, like I said, is basically just a backdrop for all of the lost potential it represents for him.
I love how, to me, Jeremy took the stucco wall of DC continuity and he just smoothed it all over. He just made it real smooth. It's perfect for painting now. It's going to be lovely.
I love solving problems.
That was pretty good. Well, Jeremy, let me ask you this. Do you think in the future of, you know, Superman storytelling and Superman media that his dreams should be more Earth-like? Should it be a 50-50?
I mean, I think this works at about this level, you know, where it is 50-50, because he is, you know.
I think you might see a couple more tractors.
It'll be unresolved for him forever.
Might be some inappropriate billboards about, you know, religions.
On Krypton?
Yeah.
Or on Earth?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to make it a little bit more Earth-centric, I'm giving pitches for, you know, there's got to be a Chevrolet in there somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, a coffee can has to roll down the road somewhere. There has to be roadkill, Kryptonian roadkill.
Yep, there needs to be laundry drying on a line.
That's right. Yeah. There has to be a Casey's General Store somewhere.
There has to be a Casey's.
All these Midwest jokes everywhere. that would make the Krypton General Store. Wow. That would be a hell of a thing. If you love Casey's General Store, please send us an email. No, I don't care.
Yeah, go ahead. Send me an email. I don't care. I'll read it.
Jeremy, let me ask you this as well. Do you have a favorite dream version of Krypton? You know, obviously this is a great episode, and this is a great, even in the comics and in the Justice League animated series episode, this is a great version of Krypton, but do you have another version of Krypton that you really dig? Like, what's your favorite version of Krypton?
I honestly, I really kind of like the Man of Steel version of Krypton.
That's sort of like biomimetic kind of though. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is so not my style. But mm-hmm. I really like the genetic engineering aspect of that version of Krypton. So I would probably wind up going with that one. In terms of like a Krypton fantasy, this is my favorite one. I mean, for the man who has everything, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
The end of it, whenever he has to say goodbye to his fake son and then beat the absolute crap out of Mongol, is sad and satisfying.
I see. I will always have love for the green suit, the Silver Age, and the red cape, Silver Age Krypton. Like, just because of, like, everybody wears capes, and it's kind of like the Jetsons, and there's something like very cute and upbeat about that. So that I always have a lot of passion for that. But weirdly, you know, it's interesting. I'll tell you one Krypton that I love for the look is that there was that weird Michael Turner story about 10 years ago, and I do not remember the name of it, where he like gave Superman was like a super cop, and he had like white scratchy armor over his suit, and like that was and everybody rode motorcycles that flew like Battlestar Galactica 1989 or 1980, and you know, and it was very anime Krypton, and I kind of always I've always kind of liked that.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh man, I gotta Google this. It was right before Brian Azzarello wrote Superman. They did it like they gave it to Aspen Studios, and they let them just do whatever they want. I think it was like a skip month, or they needed. It's called Godfall. I just found it.
Oh, I remember that. He's got the black and red armor.
Yeah, but like, yes. Yeah, it, like it's weird. Just,
I never read it, but I remember covers.
Like if you see it happened in 2011, Superman Godfall. Yeah, it's basically like, it's like an alternate timeline of Krypton. And again, Krypton is super anime in it, but it's, I always liked that look because it felt like they took Krypton and they jazzed it up with a lot of cola and soda drinks and just sent it down to the store.
Yeah.
And let it go nuts. Take all the candy you want from the Casey's General Store. Just don't talk to me, Billy. You know, all this stuff. But yeah, that there's something to be said about unbridled creativity. And Russ, that's why we were so happy to answer your letter, man. What a great letter. Thank you so much for that, Russ. And also, Russ, I know Russ is a excellent Patreon of ours over at patreon.com/Jawin. That's J-A-W-I-I-N, where you get all kinds of extra podcasts like Jason and Jeremy Jawin about Justice League, which is a podcast that happens twice a month. Jeremy, what would you say to the listeners if they've never listened to that podcast, they've never come over the Patreon? What would you say? Like, how would you describe the Jason and Jeremy Jawin about Justice League podcast?
I would say that we are a show with two best friends who have a lot of fun with each other and are actually currently in need of one more segment because we don't have enough segments.
We don't have enough segments, and we only have one sound effect. We only have one sound effect. The biggest lie that was ever told to humanity. Okay. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us here on Geek History Lesson. But anyways, everybody, go check that out.
I mean, like I said, I was here anyway doing laundry. I'm here a lot more often than you think I am.
So wait. So are you saying that in Geek History Lesson continuity, every time you enter the teacher's lounge, you're there?
Not every time, but I'm probably nearby, maybe.
Just around the corner.
I'm kind of unemployed at the moment.
That's kind of creepy. Okay. That's kind of creepy. All right.
Jeremy, you guys have free coffee.
That's true. We do. And there's a lot of weird stuff in here. Jeremy, tell everybody where they can find you on social media in case they want to check you out, buddy.
You can find me on Twitter at JL Awesome.
JL Awesome. That's correct. That may be a username I just recently inserted into a comic book I was writing. So there you go. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a full episode, but we thought this would be a really fun episode to kind of clear the gap. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jawin. That's at J-A-W-I-I-N. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to Geek History Lesson everywhere you can find podcasts. Even in the general store, even in the Casey's General Store, you might be able to find podcasts. Go support us right there. Thank you so much for listening to Geek History Lesson. And Jeremy, will you please dismiss the class?
Class is dismissed.